B-Pod Studios.
Now, here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
Ways to honor those lost on 9/11 and the good and bad news about the tea. Melissa has the juice coming up.
Lori Harvey knows about her pregnancy rumors, and she's got something to say about them.
Leroy has your sports.
And I bet Tom Brady's rethinking that invite he gave Antonio Brown to come live with him.
But first, well, today does mark the 18th anniversary of the 9/11 terrorist attacks. Here in Boston, the 206 victims with ties to Massachusetts will be remembered at several events. A flag will be lowered at 8:30 at the State House, and a moment of silence will be held with the names of the victims being read. At 8:46, there will be a moment of silence at Logan Airport, which is the time that the first plane crashed in New York. And at 1 p.m., there will be a wreath-laying ceremony at the Boston Public Garden.
We're also going to do a moment of silence here on the radio station at 8:46.
Can you guys believe it's been 18 years?
Well, no, we were just talking about that off air. It's crazy to think that, like, seniors in high school were babies when that happened. And it's turning into a thing now where, you know, high school and kids in college are like, oh, I heard that was a really bad day.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, like, where as you know.
We remember exactly where we were in that exact moment.
It's insane.
Well, a couple of ways to give back today. The Massachusetts Military Heroes Fund, they're hosting a care package service project to support active duty service members and veterans. That'll be held at the Mother's Walk on the Rose Kennedy Greenway from noon to 2:30. And in addition to putting together care packages, you can write letters of support to our troops or participate in a pledge drive for families supported by the Mass Military Heroes Fund. Over at Fenway Park, the Red Cross is hosting a blood drive to honor the lives lost on 9/11. They've held this drive for the past 17 years and has brought in more than 11,000 blood donations since 2002. The blood drive started at 6 a.m. It will continue until 1. Appointments can be made online at redcrossblood.org. And looks like the tea may not be as bad as we think it is. A new ranking by personal finance website Wallet Hub says that Boston's tea system ranks number 2 out of 100 cities. Seattle was number 1. So this is based on factors like convenience, safety, reliability. Boston did rank high in terms of accessibility and convenience.
Yeah.
But it ranked the lowest for safety and in the safety and reliability category.
Yeah.
So how can you be like number 2 and then last?
How?
Who paid them for this?
We're number, you're saying that they rank the top 100. So is it like 100, the higher the score, the better? Because then I can understand them being number 2. But there are no way. You're telling me that there's worse transportation systems in this country than Boston.
98, to be exact.
Dear God.
Yeah. Here's Melissa with the juice.
Tinashe jumping on the I'm going to give my phone number out to my fans bandwagon. She tweeted yesterday, okay, don't be mad, but I'm not. If I don't text back fast, I'm going to do my best, followed by her phone number, 310-254-2355.
Who's Tinashe?
R&B singer, Tinashe.
Sang.
Now, she did get bombarded with text messages, as you would expect, but much like our very own Leroy, when Leroy gave his number out, she did respond to fans and did screenshot their exchange, so she wasn't lying, although the number is probably long gone by now, so I wouldn't even try it. A-Rod and J-Lo are getting ready for their big wedding, and when asked about it yesterday, Alex said their first dance will not be choreographed. He wants to have Ballpark Franks there. And even better, we all know A-Rod's been with a lot of women in his past. So, when asked if any of his exes will be invited?
I will say exes invited to wedding. Yeah. The more the merrier. The more the merrier.
Wow.
I will say whatever this crowd wants me to hear.
Right? As for location and date, the only thing he revealed is that it will be a very long flight. And baby, what baby? Lori Harvey has responded, sort of, to the pregnancy rumors that were going around yesterday. She posted a bikini picture on her Instagram sporting a very flat tummy. So if she is pregnant, she must be in the very early stages. She posted on her Instagram story, though, quote, green juice every day keeps your skin clear and tummy flat. So all of this has people believing it's her way of denying she is with child.
I got Lori Harvey on my
Here's Leroy with sports.
All we ask is that the Sox finish out the season showing some type of fight, some pride. Instead, they lost their 4th in a row, and this time it was to the Blue Jays 4-3. Officiating in sports is getting way out of hand. A 17-year-old swimmer in Alaska was disqualified after winning the 100-meter freestyle. Not because she cheated. Not because she got into a fight or anything like that. They stripped this poor child of the win because she had a severe wedgie. And I'm not joking. Basically, it's real. The wedgie was so severe that I guess her butt cheeks were showing. It looked like they were almost touching. And the referee said it was inappropriate and stripped her of the win. It's crazy. It's unbelievable. And it was all good just a day ago for Patriot Nation. And then news broke that Antonio Brown has been accused of rape in a civil lawsuit. His former trainer, Brittany Taylor, is accusing him of sexually assaulting her on three separate occasions in 2017 and 2018. Patriots, they released a statement. They say, "We take these allegations very seriously. We will have no further comment while the investigation takes place." I just want to say this is bigger than football, all right?
Absolutely.
And so, you know, let the facts come out. Please don't let your like or dislike for Antonio Brown or the Patriots.
Yeah, yes.
Influence totally. How you feel about this situation. This is a very serious deal, all right? Sox Blue Jays tonight at 7:07, and that's your sports.
All right, your good news today. Champale Anderson from Missouri. She's a mother of six but has an open-door policy on school days for hungry kids. So the kids in the neighborhood who are hungry know they can just walk up, knock on her door and get something to eat before or after school. She calls it Champ's Teardrops, and she started a GoFundMe page to get some help feeding the kids, and she's been doing all of this for like 5 years with her own money. She had a goal of $1,500 and currently has almost $28,000.
Wow.
If she lived in my neighborhood, she would have locked that door so fast.
That's your good news in this report made hot by Brigham Health. Where there's a will for a healthy pregnancy and safe delivery, there's Brigham Health.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.